You know, when it comes to history, our state has an awful lot to showcase. And one of the places that does so and does it so well is Old World Wisconsin. Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network. We're going to take a look at some of the upcoming events at Old World Wisconsin. There's always a lot going on there. And give you a little preview of what the place is like. And our guest can sure do that. Dan Fries is site director at Old World Wisconsin. You know, it's located in the town of Eagle, and the historical site for the life of Wisconsin's early African and European American communities. So an interesting place for sure. And as I talk with Dan, I hope you'll join in. What questions do you have about Old World Wisconsin? Do you have a favorite memory from a time you visited the place? How important is learning about Wisconsin's history to you? Join in the conversation. You can give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send us an email to ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. Dan Fries, welcome. Thanks for taking time to be with us today.
My pleasure, Larry. Thanks for having me. It was great to hear Bill Tischler as well. Haven't seen Bill in a while, so it was great to hear his voice.
I'm sure he's listening in. He may even call back at some point along the way. You never know. There may be a few people out there who don't know about Old World Wisconsin. So, you know, give us the background. Tell us about the site.
Sure. Well, Old World Wisconsin was Wisconsin's official bicentennial project back in the late 60s, is when Bill and his colleagues were involved in creating a park where Wisconsin's disappearing ethnic influenced architecture could be preserved, and eventually a site was located, as you mentioned, just south of the village of Eagle in southwestern Waukesha County. And if you were to create a triangle using Milwaukee, Madison, and Chicago as the points of that triangle, Eagle, Wisconsin's right smack in the middle. So it was thought to be a great location, not only because the state already had the property. It was part of the Kettle Moraine State Forest southern unit. But again, because of its geographic location, we felt that this would be a good location for the park, given the proximity to those major markets. So Bill and others created the master plan for Old World Wisconsin, working in the 1960s, and the park was opened for the American Bicentennial in 1976. So we're getting very close to our 50th anniversary of being open to the public. But essentially, Larry, we have about 70 historic structures and a few replica buildings that collectively represent the various groups that came from elsewhere in this country as well as abroad to call Wisconsin home, and what they brought with them in the way of traditions, everything from, you know, the types of buildings that were built to the types of foods that were consumed, the type of farming they did. And so we now have on 600 acres those buildings and other landscape features arranged so that guests can essentially travel back in time and explore the buildings and the landscapes and the lifestyles of those who came to call Wisconsin home back in the 19th and up through the early 20th century.
Yeah, I think somewhere 1840s or so up to around 1910 or something like that.
Yeah, and we are actually in the process of kind of moving forward in time with the addition of our newest historic structure, which is Whit Nebel's Tavern, a historic rural tavern that we're restoring to its appearance, both inside and out, to the time just following the end of Prohibition in the 1930s. So when that building is open to the public next year, we'll be moving forward to the 1930s as our most recent time period. But in some ways, Larry, we actually talk about how many of these living traditions still exist. Our new brewing experience that we just opened this year looks at the origins of brewing in the state, but really celebrates brewing as an ongoing tradition in our state with the growth of craft breweries that are kind of reviving some of the recipes that maybe have gone away over time. So we're about living traditions as well as acknowledging those that are part of our past.
You know, and as long as we're on that, we probably should talk about the dinners. And, you know, that's one event that I looked at the sort of a dinner and beer sampling event. And you've got, well, you had a couple already, but there's still a couple more down the road. And I looked at the menu for the one of the early ones and quail. And I mean, it sounded really good to me.
Yeah, that's a really exciting new program. Once a month, we're offering these beer dinners. The title is Farmhouse to Brew House Seasonal Beer Dinners. But each month, we partner with a different craft brewery, and they come out and work with our brewers to brew a historical batch of beer, which is part of that evening's event. But then we also then use the beers that particular craft brewery creates as the basis for a menu for the dinner. So we usually have four or five beers that are featured from that craft brewery, and then our executive chef pairs those with some foods that he creates as part of a very delicious and very unique dinner experience.
Oh man, it sounded just great. I was so sorry I missed the earlier ones, but if you type in Old World Wisconsin, that's probably going to be good enough to get you to the site where you can see how to sign up for one of those.
Yeah, oldworldwisconsin.org. Folks can actually purchase tickets for those dinners online on the website.
Yeah, and I'm sure that has to be done in advance so you know how many. And there's probably a limit to the number of people who can attend each one.
Correct, yeah. We've been limiting it to 60 or so paid guests, and then we have the volunteers from the partnering craft brewery that are part of the evening as well. And then we start the dinner out in our new brew house, which we just opened, and then the dinner itself, the main courses are served in our 1890s octagonal barn, the Clousing Barn, which is a really unique venue for events like this.
Oh man, for sure. And that Clousing, what's the history on that barn?
Well, it came from up around Mequon. It was built in the 1890s by Ernst Clousing, and the concept was these octagonal barns, because of their shape, could withstand heavier winds, because the heavy winds coming in off the lake would literally go around the building instead of slamming right up against a more traditional barn type. I don't know how accurate that is, but that was the sales pitch behind constructing these octagonal barns. And then they were used on dairy farms, so the space was the upper floor would have been just kind of a general hay storage location, and then there was a central chute, a hole in the ground, literally a hole in the floor, that you would throw the hay down into the cattle stalls down below the milking parlor where the cattle were milked.
Yeah, sometimes silos. We talked, Bill talked a bit about that. There's even an octagonal church in the Mequon area that was built in the style of the barns, because they wanted to have the barns, they wanted to reflect the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And the community. Well, Dan Fries is our guest today. I'm having a lot of fun with him, and we're just beginning to touch on what's going on at Old World Wisconsin. We're going to dive into some more of the events that are taking place at Old World. We'll find out what goes on a daily basis there. And certainly we'll be taking your questions as well, and you can join in. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Email to ideas@wpr.org. It's really a cool place and a wonderful setting. And we'll talk more about it right after we take a look at the news, find out what else is in store for us here on the Ideas Network. I'm Larry Mueller. Taking a look at Old World Wisconsin on the show today. Larry Mueller here. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network. With us from Old World Wisconsin is Dan Fries. He's the director there, and I hope you'll join in with your own questions and comments as we move along. Do you have memories of visiting Old World Wisconsin? How important are these museums to you? I'd love to have you part of the conversation. You can give us a call at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you could email us, the email address, ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. Dan, let's take a look. What goes on a daily basis at Old World Wisconsin?
Yeah, well, I talked a little bit earlier about kind of the spaces, these, you know, historic farms and village environments that we've recreated on site. But really what makes Old World Wisconsin special is the immersive and interactive approach that we take to storytelling. We bring the stories of these early immigrants, these early migrants to Wisconsin to life in a way that actually involves the guest, engages them in activity and thinking about some of the challenges, some of the decisions that these folks had to make as they made their way through their lives. So as a result of that interactivity, that hands-on nature of the experience, it's a great experience for families with kids. And we're really excited about just recently being named by kidsoutandabout.com through a survey that they conducted, the number one place in the Milwaukee area to take kids. Because when you wake up in the morning, you're probably not thinking, oh, my kids want to learn about history today. But what we've found is that by engaging children and adults in these stories, by having them help with chores, by letting them ride a replica antique bicycle, by getting up close to some of the farm animals that we have throughout the site, this brings the past to life in ways that can't be explored simply by reading or learning about history in a more traditional classroom setting. So we're just thrilled that we inspire this sense of curiosity and inspire children and adults to want to learn more about not only the history of the state, but learn more about their families and, you know, what are the stories that their families have that may be in common with some of the families that they learn about as they visit Old World Wisconsin.
And you know what? Mary in Lebanon, I think, has a call to us that may relate to what you were just talking about. Let's go there. Mary, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. My father-in-law went to Old World Wisconsin and showed them how to butcher a pig. the way they used to do it. I know that they were butchering tools here at the farm, and I'm sure they're at Old World, Wisconsin.
Oh, Mary, thanks. Yeah, and that's the kind of probably volunteer help for Mary's father-in-law that had played a role in educating the people who are educating the people who come to visit.
Yeah, and we really encourage people to share their knowledge, share their traditions, their stories, so that we're learning as much from the guests that visit us as much as they are learning from us. We want the experience to be really a dialogue, a conversation versus our staff simply sharing information with folks. We want it, to be a two-way process where our guests are sharing with us their memories, their stories, the skills that they have that relate to life on a farm or a tradition that's carried on by a particular cultural group. So yeah, we really encourage people to share with us as much as learn from our staff.
And your staff, there's a paid staff and a volunteer group too.
Yeah, most of the staff that guests will encounter are paid staff. They go through a considerable amount of training to not only learn the content, the historical information, but also just the skills associated with, engaging guests, to involving guests in conversations and creating an enjoyable, pleasant experience. So we mix a little bit of Disney pixie dust in with the historical facts that are connected to Wisconsin and create an experience that we're very proud of. And our guests tell us over and over again, they really enjoy.
Let's go to Brenda in Tigerton. Brenda, thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to share what a wonderful experience Old World, Wisconsin has been. As a kid, some 30-some years ago, I remember coming with my family, and I couldn't wait till I had kids so that I could bring them, and got to do that this summer. And I have a 12-year-old, 10-year-old, and a 7-year-old, and they absolutely loved it. And got to come home then and talk with my parents about what they saw. And it's just a fabulous experience and one of the best days of my life because I got to share it with my kids. So thank you so much for everything that you do.
Oh, thanks for sharing that. That really means a lot to us. Families today are going in all sorts of directions with sports activities and other things that are going on, that we really see Old World, Wisconsin as that one place that families can kind of unplug from all of that and just spend time together as a family, learning and exploring and sharing. And so when we hear things like that, that really just makes us feel great.
Yeah, makes me feel good to hear it too. Brenda, thank you so much for calling. Really appreciate it. And you can join in, too. Maybe you have an experience to share or a question to ask. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Or you could email us, the email address, ideas@wpr.org. And speaking of emails, Brian in Brookfield emailed to ask, what does it take to move old buildings like the ones at Old World?
Yeah, it can be challenging. I've been here for 10 years, so the building that we've moved during my tenure is this Whitnables Tavern that I mentioned earlier that we're in the process of restoring to its 1930s appearance. And it didn't move far. It was originally located in Old Ashapan, which is north of Conemaugh. So it moved less than 30 miles down Highway 67 to its new location at Old World, Wisconsin. But it was quite a feat to essentially divide that building into four sections, the first floor, the second floor, the roof system, and then there's a modern 1930s restroom addition. So they were all each of those sections was loaded onto a flatbed trailer and with a crane, and then hauled to Old World, Wisconsin. And then we used another very large crane working with Findorff Construction to essentially restack those sections on the foundation that had been prepared in advance. So it was quite a feat. And if folks go on the Old World Wisconsin website, there's information and some photographs of the tavern moving that can be accessed going into the section of the website that talks about our new brewing experience that we're developing.
Yeah, I really like your website. It's really fun to go to and just see everything that's there and learn some things about what's going on at Old World Wisconsin. Diane in Hubbleton, we'll go to you. Hi, Diane.
Hello, what a wonderful program about a wonderful place. I just wanted to share an experience my family had there probably 10 years ago that I still laugh about. We had season tickets, so we went, every 2 weeks. And my daughter was about 10 at the time, and a self-made vegetarian learned where meat came, was horrified. So every visit, she had to go see the pigs, loved those pigs. Well, one fall day, I went in the house and could see her out the window looking for the pigs. And just as she walked into the house and said, "Mom, the pigs are gone," I realized what was cooking on the stove and smelled so delicious.
Oh, boy. Oh, that's a good story. And by the way, and you can talk about that for sure, Dan, but also good point to mention that the breeds of pigs, the breeds of animals there are heritage breeds.
Yeah, and we've kind of changed our whole approach to the role that animals play as part of the Old World Wisconsin experience. We really think of them now as animal ambassadors and no longer do some of the programming that's been mentioned as far as turning our animal ambassadors into food, even though historically that's certainly why they were kept on farms. But yes, we work with an organization called the Livestock Conservancy to help conserve breeds of livestock that have fallen out of favor commercially, that are no longer as popular among farmers. So, for example, one of the breeds of hogs that we have currently are called mulefoot hogs, and they're named that because the shape of their foot is actually not a cloven hoof like you would see with most hogs, but it's actually shaped like a mule or a horse's hoof. So they're a very unusual breed. They were common or relatively common in the Midwest during the early 20th century, but again have kind of fallen out of favor. So this is one of the breeds that we're currently working to make sure they don't become extinct, because there may be a point down the road when these breeds are the only breed that is immune to a new strain of cholera or some other type of disease that is impacting the swine industry in the country. And if we allow these old heritage breeds to disappear, we won't have the genetic qualities that those animals have to be able to potentially address some of those things down the road.
Yeah.
So it just goes to show we're not only preserving for the sake of history, but in this case, we're conserving these animals for other purposes.
That's really interesting. Bill in Wausau, let's go to you next. Hi, Bill. Thank you for calling.
Well, good morning. In 1974, I was a landscape architecture student at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and in historic preservation, course with Professor Tischler. I helped him take down a Norwegian farmstead in Bayfield County, took it down piece by piece, marked all the pieces, documented it, and sent it off to Old World, Wisconsin to be reconstructed.
I hope you heard Bill talking just about a half hour or so ago, Bill.
Yes, I did. I hope he's still on because I'd like to give a shout-out and thank him. I use that historic preservation knowledge throughout my career with the U.S. Forest Service and also with the Wausau and Marathon County Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Department.
Oh, man. Thank you very much. Comment on that and from Bayfield.
Yeah, so we have several buildings that came from the far northern reaches of the state that made their way down to Old World, Wisconsin. We have some Finnish farms as well as some Norwegian buildings, including our one-room school, which came from up in Bayfield County. So that's one thing that I should mention is even though we're located in the southeast corner of the state, we really tell a statewide story. I mean, we're administered by the Wisconsin Historical Society. We're one of the 12 sites that the society administers throughout the state. And most of those sites are telling, a very specific location story. But we have buildings from Bayfield County, from Milwaukee, from throughout the state that have been disassembled and moved to Old World and reconstructed. So we're not just telling a local story. We really are telling a story about the entire state of Wisconsin.
Yeah. Bill, thanks a lot for calling. Bob in Watertown, we'll go to you next. Hi, Bob. Bob, are you there?
I am here. Do you have me?
Yeah, I do. Go ahead.
Sorry.
Oh, nuts. We lost Bob. maybe he'll call back. Let's go to Jim in Oconomowoc. Jim, hi.
Hi there. I had a wonderful visit twice this summer. I live in Oconomowoc, and the bicycles have a great appeal. I'm 87 years old and still pedal my buns off, and it was so exciting. And then the school, watching the children react to the teachers who are there. And then it's a good hike of about 5 miles all around and just a marvelous place for families to go and children and everybody to get good exercise. So keep it going.
Yeah. Comment. And, you know, the sighting, you mentioned you described where the sighting of the place and the actual, once you're there, I mean, it is a fantastic site for something like this.
Yeah, and the natural beauty of the site is sometimes overlooked, but we have a lot of guests, like we just heard, that really enjoy just simply coming out, hiking the trails. We have miles of trails that connect some of the historic farmsteads. So it's a great place to come and connect with nature as well as history, and I think it's that combination of stories about the past, but in this beautiful natural setting that really appeals to a lot of people. And we know following the pandemic, there was a huge resurgence in interest in connecting with nature and getting out in nature, at least for a while. It was the one safe thing we could do. But that's continued on, and we really think that the nature side of Old World, Wisconsin is a very has a very strong appeal to many of our guests, and we look forward to doing more with the nature-based experiences as we move forward.
Absolutely, and again, just a reminder, 600 acres. It's the site is on 600 acres. That is, our farm was about 300 acres, and I thought that was a huge farm. And this is twice as big of an area. So I have an idea of the scope of 600 acres, and the sighting, it couldn't be better. Donald in Bayfield County, we'll get you back here. Hi, Donald.
Hi, I'm a friend of Arnold Johnson, and there's a property on Old World, Wisconsin, from his land, from Ulu.
And what's the, do you remember the building?
Johnson Building? But anyway, I'm a retired prison guard, 30 years retired, out of Thompson Center, and we used to bring a crew out every week to work on Old World, Wisconsin. Do they still have that crew?
No, we don't currently. We do work with a lot of volunteer groups, and that's something that a lot of companies now, with their Days of Caring and similar volunteer initiatives, we get a lot of companies, you know, in the local area or organizations like Rotary Clubs that will come out and do a volunteer project for a day. We also get a lot of scouts. You know, we have a lot of individuals working on Eagle Scout initiatives that adopt a project here at Old World, Wisconsin to fulfill the requirements for their Eagle Scout classification. But we don't currently work with any of the prison systems. The most recent thing we've done with the state prison system was actually with a program, I can't remember which prison it was, where they have a essentially a costume department, and they were making some of the historic clothing that our staff wear out on the grounds as part of a partnership with them.
Very interesting. Donald, thank you so much for calling. And here we are out of time and more callers, but we are out of time. I know that I want to thank you so much first, Dan, for taking time to be with us today. And I really encourage people to go to the website. I know there were people asking about cost and so forth. Everything is pretty reasonable. And you can find out about all of the experiences. There's a whole bunch of activities going on throughout the summer at Old World, Wisconsin, of summer and fall. And take a look. Go to Old World, Wisconsin. Type that into your search engine, and you're going to find it. Dan, thank you again so much. We'll look forward to your next visit.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me, Larry.
Dan Freese, site director at Old World, Wisconsin. What a fabulous place to visit. We're going to try and do more shows down the road on various places to visit here in the state that you can take your family to or just go on your own. Taking a look at tomorrow, Garden Talk time, we'll look at mid-season gardening and we'll look at some opportunities and also maybe some challenges. We always have those as well. But in the meantime, I want to thank you so much for listening. It was great fun for me. I hope it was for you. And stay with us. There's lots more fun coming up. I'm Larry Mueller for the Ideas Network.